people who grew up in Stockholm, in my time, all had their social activities kind of surrounded through the church and the people who were through this church.
Mm-hmm.
And it was near Chinatown, and we dealt with some of the problems of Chinatown. Then when I lived in San Francisco, I worked in the YWCA in Chinatown. And then when I lived in Oakland, I was a social worker who dealt with mainly a black clientele. But again, I think I was a leader in some of the problems in Chinatown in Oakland. Then when I moved down here, I was always active
mm-hmm.
with groups in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even though I didn't live right in Chinatown.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. In your earlier years, did you feel more Chinese or more American?
I feel more Chinese. Because my parents were first generation immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So I was close to their customs and their traditions and their ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't feel that you had to make any special efforts to keep ties with China at all?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I'm second generation.
Uh-huh.
And then being an only child in the family, I've had to deal with first generation parents.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you feel that your work has made you more Western, quote-unquote, in the sense of having to be more aggressive or more outspoken or whatever, since you deal in a Western environment, too, mm-hmm. in your stage and TV work. And, you know, when we think of Chinese as being much more passive mm-hmm. or whatever, or are these just stereotypes?
Not a bit of stereotype, because I find a number of very aggressive Asian women. Who have not necessarily been here for too long. They're products of China, and they're very aggressive. But I would say my work has, if you want to call them Western things, but I would say yes, my work has made me more assertive and aggressive, because in my business, getting a job requires some assertion and some aggressiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very highly competitive job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.